This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today. During the annual summit, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. Prime Minister Modi will later interact with the Indian community in Russia. He will also lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Kremlin and visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by restricted-level talks between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation-level talks. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, Prime Minister will be visiting Austria later today at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria as well as a high-level business engagement. In Jammu and Kashmir, 5 army soldiers, including a JCO, were killed and 5 others injured in a terrorist attack in Kathua district of Jammu division yesterday. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the attack took place in the Badnota village in Machedi area of Bilawar subdivision of Kathua district. A massive cordon and search operation has been launched in the area by the security forces after the injured soldiers were removed to the hospital for treatment. Further details are awaited. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and National Testing Agency, NTA, to file a report before it on the NEET-UG paper leak case. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. The Apex Court has asked the NTA, Centre and the CBI to submit their reports before it by 5 p.m. tomorrow. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. BJP National President J.P. Nadda will visit Kerala today, marking his first visit to the state following the Lok Sabha elections. He will be participating in an expanded executive meeting of the state BJP in Thiruvananthapuram and other key meetings. Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has notified amendments to regulatory framework for broadcasting and cable services and releases. TRAI has removed the ceiling on network capacity fee, NCF of 130 rupees for 200 channels and 160 rupees for more than 200 channels. The fee will now be driven by market forces. In order to ensure transparency, the regulator said that all charges have to be mandatorily published by service providers and communicated to consumers besides reporting to it. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said that these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 200 villages of 6 districts, mostly in Tarai region, are affected from flood. Schools and colleges in the flood-affected areas are closed today. Teams of NDRF, SDRF and Flood Battalion of PAC have been deployed for relief and rescue operation in the flood-affected areas. Air Force has been engaged to rescue stranded people at Pilibhit. And in cricket, Indian women's team will take on South Africa in the third and final T20 match of the series at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has named Gagan Narang, four-time Olympian and 2012 Olympic Games men's 10-meter air rifle bronze medalist, as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent to compete in the Paris 2024 Olympic Games starting from 26 July. He will replace MC Marie Combe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.